Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Phone tap in time, and overall, who's the happiest person on this show?
Jose.
Yeah, I was going to say me,
he's
but
like,
I didn't want
to.
He's
like a puppy. He's just wagging his tail constantly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now on I'm average, like, hey, we're going to do a phone tap.
It's definitely Jose. Yeah. I mean, some of our listeners wonder how he could possibly laugh as much as he does, but it's just really who he is.
It is. Come to a comedy show. You'll see. That's really who I am.
I was going to say, think of a baby. Same mentality. They laugh
a
lot, too.
That's a really
There's
good
There's a lot
one.
Of colors on the board, that, yeah. So it makes me smile.
Oh, yeah. He's bursting with positive energy, but what happens when he feels that he's been wronged?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He gets upset.
Oh, no.
And he demands answers.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's a different Jose you're not used to, guys. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if that's how he is in real life. Probably not. He probably just plays more video games. But in the phone tap world, it's different.
Yeah.
And today, Jose calls a department store because he's upset about something.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to hear Jose have no chill in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling department store. This is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, Lisa. My name's Jerry, and I'm a customer of yours, and I'm just going to be up front and tell you I'm not very happy right now.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm curious. Do you have a policy where you're supposed to lie to your customers, or am I the only one being lied to?
I'm not sure what is going on with your situation, but maybe if you can explain it to me.
Well, look, I was in your store about a month ago, and I bought a pair of running shoes from you.
Okay. Was there something wrong with the shoes?
Was something wrong with them? That's an understatement.
Sir, well, if you could be just a little bit more specific, I can't help you unless you tell me exactly what's wrong.
Okay, fine. Here's the situation. My whole life, I've had a goal to finish a marathon. Just one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I bought a pair of running shoes from you.
Oh, okay. I'm listening.
Yeah, and I finished dead last.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What? Did you not just hear what I said? I bought your professional running shoes, went into a race, and did the worst anyone could possibly do in that race, ma'am.
So what?
There was even a small dog in one of those little, like, two-wheeled cart thingies, and it beat me to the finish line.
What?
It was completely embarrassing. I swear I saw kids laughing at me as I crossed. And I would like to know what you are going to do about that.
I'm just a little bit confused. Are you saying that the shoes were the problem?
Well, yeah, it wasn't me. I trained for 2 days before the event.
2 days?
Yes, and I even stopped eating junk food an hour before the race.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was the shoes. I don't know if you're an investigator, but put two and two together, please.
I'm not an investigator.
Obviously.
Okay. I have run track in the past, and I know that you need to train for a lot longer than 2 days for a marathon, so...
Okay, look, it was technically a half marathon, so maybe your rules of training are different for this one.
So, I'm sorry that you lost the race.
You don't sound sorry, to be honest.
Well, I really
I'd
am.
Like maybe an apology?
I did apologize. I said I was sorry. That
I wanted a sincere apology.
I understand that you trained really hard, kind of. But our policy is that once you've worn the shoes, and obviously you wore them, that they cannot be returned.
Is this some kind of scam that you're running over there?
What?
Okay, because I don't fall for crap like this.
No.
You can't spam me.
Well, it's not a scam, sir. It's our policy. I mean, you just admitted to me that you took the shoes, you ran a marathon, and you lost badly, and now you want to blame the shoes.
So what are you trying to suggest? Like, I didn't, like, run in a straight line? Like, it was my
fault?
I'm
not suggesting anything. I'm just telling you what the policy is. The policy is the shoes cannot be returned.
Okay, because if you're asking if I ran a straight line, the answer is I didn't. Because I did a lot of research.
All right, okay,
you're a runner.
Sir.
You probably know about crocodile style.
What?
Yeah, I did the crocodile run. You know, like to get away from a crocodile, you tell you to zigzag instead of running in a straight line. So yeah, I zigzagged.
Oh
but it didn't
God.
Matter what my strategy was at all because we all know the shoes were the real problem here.
I mean, it sounds like there are a lot of issues going on.
Yeah, with the shoes.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, sir, we are not taking those shoes back.
Well,
don't know what to tell you.
Okay, if you can't give me a refund, could you at least switch them out for some Heelys or something? Like the shoes with the wheels on them?
Sir, listen, no.
Because that'll make the zigzags go a lot faster now that I think about it.
That can't be done either. Like, this is getting a little bit ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is completely ridiculous, especially because I made all this up, and you're still acting professional, and you really think I zigzagged in a marathon.
Huh?
Sorry, this isn't real. This is Jose for the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I was seriously about to hang up. Like, this is dumb.
Your boyfriend John's the one that set you up. He said you work at a department store and get all kinds of weird questions about running shoes.
I am going to kill him. Oh, my God.
I can hear your eyes rolling, like, that whole time.
Wow, you got me good. Definitely got me good.
But seriously, you used to run track. You're telling me you never heard of the crocodile zigzag strategy?
Oh my God, no.
I'll beat you in a race. Backwards.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.